I heard news of one of my indirect bosses being infected by COVID. I really admire this boss for three reasons. 1. His patience and sincerity. 2. His competence. 3. His personal touch. I remember we went through a grueling meeting and it was obvious that our presentation wasn't the best, it had loopholes and honestly, we could have done better. But right after the call, he sent us a note dash. Good job. He remembered to motivate us. And this was at a time that his father just passed away due to COVID and he was calling from mobile while there were ongoing rituals happening at the time for his dad. He remembered to motivate us and send a short note of encouragement when he was the one who needed it more. Amazing, what a selfless and class act. And I pit this against an experience with another leader I worked with years ago in another company, whom I was working so hard to impress, the project taking so much of our time. We were even praised for that project at a regional meeting. But when we did the debrief call with this leader, you couldn't even hear sincerity in the praise, as if the feat was just nothing, and the leader went straight into what to do next. Two utterly different styles, both to learn from. But years from now, even if the latter project wins a global award, I wouldn't even take time to remember that leader who only thought about the work. But I will always remember my boss who, at his extremely lowest point, was able to find time to encourage me sincerely, because this is what true leadership is about. I couldn't care less if the other boss achieved the highest credentials or even become a global CEO and the other manager would not even make any dent in the corporate world, that's okay, for I will remember this leader more for years to come, and the memory of his sincerity will influence my style of leadership for the rest of my life. And this influence is much more powerful and lasting than any tangible achievement or recognition that anyone will ever get in the corporate life. I will remember him for he focused on what is most important, the core of a person. And no amount of education or credentials or awards can ever teach you that. That is, leading with your heart.